Johnson, and I'm offensive line coach.
Hello, my name is Jeremy Richardson, and I coach the linebackers and the defensive line.
My name is Chris McKinney, co-defense coordinator, and I coach defensive backs.
How y'all doing? I'm Coach Fuller, offensive coordinator of your San Antonio Gunslingers.
Hi, my name's Tom Manas. I'm the head coach and general manager of the San Antonio Gunslingers. Welcome to the 2024 training camp.
Training camp is underway for the San Antonio Gunslingers, and fans are encouraged to come by brand new training facility to watch, buy season tickets, and get all of that great Gunslinger merchandise. And we are at Gunslinger Nation today with head coach and general manager Tom Manas and some of the coaches. Good to see you again.
Well, hey, thanks for coming on out and visiting us. We appreciate it.
Okay, right basically down the street from the Freeman Coliseum, you've got this brand new facility. Tell us all about this.
This is a vision that Don Rackler had, and I encouraged every bit of it. So as a very selfish coach, I said, I could use this, I could use that. And of course, we built what we're sitting in right now, which is a one of a kind. I don't believe anybody in all of indoor football has anything close to this. And we've set up a facility that I think will add to our sustainability, if you will, for the long term of being a great professional football team here in San Antonio.
And this is indoor football. How is that different than arena football?
Well, in arena ball, they play Iron Man, which is you play offense and defense, and there's the nets, and there's some other things that with it. Indoor football is more of a hybrid of outdoor football and indoor football, where the defense is set up in a way where you can be competitive. It's not just a score, score, score. It's exciting. It's a high-scoring game.
And training camp's going on right now, but a couple of weeks, and folks can come out here. They can get involved in training camp, right?
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that is that I encouraged everybody to let's open this practice facility up to our fan base. So not only are we open to the fans every day, we practice at 9 a.m. They're welcome to be here and watch practice. You can also buy your merchandise in our store here. You can buy season tickets while you're here. You can do that. Get to meet the players on a personal level. So yeah, I wanted to create a space that belonged to San Antonio as well as the Gunslingers.
And if you're wondering where it is, like we said, it is right down Houston Street from the Freeman Coliseum. Right here, you can see it from 410 as all the traffic's going by. Right. So, all right, season tickets, we're talking about that, and this is the best bargain in town, right?
I think so. I mean, you know, it's funny because you can't buy a latte for the same price you can buy a season ticket for here with the Gunslingers. We go as low as $9 in our subscription service a month, and you know, you can get an affordable family entertainment still in San Antonio, and we're part of that. And that's a big drive for us and our ownership, is to create something that families can enjoy, and we want to be there for them.
And it's just a whole lot of fun too, right?
It's a cross, like I said to you before, it's a cross between, you know, football, hockey, and NASCAR. It's just fast, and it keeps going, and it's very entertaining, and the guys that you're going to be watching, especially on the Gunslingers, are great young men from all over the country.
Well, you can join the San Antonio Gunslingers for training camp this week and next week at the brand new training facility on Northeast Loop 410. For more information or tickets to upcoming games, there's 8 of them this season, plus the playoffs, visit the website, sanantoniogunslingers.com. Coach, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Welcome to Branded, live for March 20th, 2024 from Matangas Pizzeria.
Coach, there's no need for any more thoroughfare. I mean, if you're not pumped after watching that video, you're not living.
Right. That's a great video. You know, Robert does a great job for us, and you know, it's a beautiful place. Glad we're getting to share it with the country finally. It seemed like all winter long we couldn't talk about it.
Talking about it, hinting
about
it.
See, we weren't lying. Right, that's all we can say, yeah.
And now everyone else is talking about it all across the indoor game.
You know what? I hope other teams follow suit. And I think, you know, to a man, every player would tell you how special it is for them. You know, we promise them a professional football experience, and they're getting it. So that's great. It's good stuff.
Well, I guess that's going to do it for our show opener. And what an opener it was. You ready to go into the kickoff when we get the first quarter?
Yep.
We'll be back with the first quarter when we return, and our first in a series of special guests tonight. You don't want to miss this one. You're watching Branded Live from Matenga's Pizzeria.
How does a site work company with nearly 50 years of success maintain growth and integrity? It's simple. We employ strong leaders and ensure that each project is executed with teamwork and dedication. At Chapman Brothers, we believe in fostering innovation while upholding our unwavering commitment to quality. Join us as a manager, estimator, or supervisor and become a driving force behind our legacy. Apply now to be part of a company that values both its history and the path ahead. Chapman Brothers, where growth and integrity meet excellence.
Don't get left in the dark again. John Wayne has a full warehouse of standby generators ready for immediate installation. We'll keep the lights on. We'll keep your appliances running, even if you lose power. Call or text John Wayne today and don't pay anything until December 2024.
Spreester, Jimenez, Caskey, Ramirez.
Cars ramming into DPS troopers.
I do the behind the kitchen door.
Hear about the video of your DWI arrest.
Expect more at 10.
Tonight on the Night Beat.
Night on the Night Beat.
The Night Beat.
2023 has been a landmark year for the Indoor Football League. Our 15th season saw tremendous growth, both on and off the field. Bold steps towards a bright future, cutting-edge fan engagement, and powerful new partnerships. And we're just getting started. There will be more in 2024. Calculated growth, strong franchises, and the best indoor football on the planet. The IFL.
Welcome back to Branded. And now our between us is Maquel Harvey.
Yes, sir. How's it
offensive
going?
Center.
Offensive center. The guy with the snaps, the guy who gets to touch the ball every time, the most important hands in the game.
Yep.
Because without that, nothing else matters.
Yeah. Play can't start without the center.
There you go. Absolutely. So, you know, we're talking about camp. We've been to camp a couple times together, right? So,
yes, sir.
The nice part about it is, how are you liking it? I guess, how are you liking? I know you were here last year, right?
Not in the camp.
No, to play.
Oh, to play, yeah.
Yeah, you were here to play. But now, how's it feel to make this your home? The new facility and all that. How's that?
Compared to last year, it's a way of. it's a lot better, a lot of improvements, and it's really a blessing to be here, be with Coach Menaz and some of the guys I already played with.
Yeah.
And bringing on the new guys that were, you know.
Teach them our culture, right?
Teach them our culture, yes, sir. Yeah. So.
Yeah, and that's the big thing is, you know, what we were talking about this with the guys. I love the big guys, you know that. I mean, that's kind of my thing. And the core to this thing is you bring in the big guys. And you win football games. You bring in the right big guys, you win championships, right? And that was the first call I made, I think, was to you guys, you and Cornelius and Hardy and all the guys. Just as soon as I took the job, I think they were the first guys I recruited out the gate. Because, one, we won championships together, but two is they're gonna teach the young guys. They're going to teach the young guys how to do it, you know, so that's great. So where are you from? Tell everybody where you're from. You got to say some love back home. That's fine. You know,
I'm from Columbus, Georgia, born and raised. Shout out to my mom, family. kids back at home.
How many kids you got?
None.
No, I'm just kidding. For all those kids at home, I'm not your daddy.
Nah.
Okay, just kidding. Go ahead.
Coaches that helped me get here.
Yeah.
And everything. It's a true blessing to be here. Wonderful experience.
Yeah. Now, let's get down to the real stuff. How good was that big pizza you guys just tore into?
Well, I didn't get a slice because I'm going to wait the second quarter.
Oh, okay.
I ain't want to rush to eat it. So.
If y'all hold it up, I got it on camera. If you can hold it up, we can put it on camera.
So they made the world's biggest pizza for these guys, the offensive linemen.
Tilt. There you go. Look at that thing right in the middle. Right in the middle there.
You guys look like you're quitting, though.
Are
you guys going to still do it?
The table is for scale. The table is for scale. Thanks, guys.
Oh, I'm putting that on my Christmas card there, Cornelius. Yeah, that's great. No, it's good stuff. And this is your first time here, right, though?
Yeah, this is my first time here.
Yeah. So now that they know where it's at, we're in trouble, right?
Yes.
Give them a little bit of sample of everything going on. So that's great. And the thing about it is, this being what we're in, 5 days now, 6 days of camp, will be 6 days tomorrow. How do you handle camp? As a player.
As a player, how I handle camp is really getting the film, practicing hard, going 100 miles per hour. If you mess up, at least go do it 100 miles.
There you go.
And be coachable. You don't know everything. Different techniques can work. You just got to do film study, film study on yourself, how you can get better the next day. And just never giving up.
And how do you take care of your body? Because I don't think people realize you come into camp, you're healthy, and after the first day, there's always something, right? So it's from then on, it's always, you know, taking care of your body and doing all those things. So how do you do that, you know?
Well, I get in the ice tub right after practice.
There you go.
To get recovery. I go see treatment if I need it, get stretched out, make sure I eat. If you don't eat, especially before, you're going to be out there lightheaded, especially all the stuff we do,
right?
Warm-ups, indy, inside. It's a lot of reps taken, so you got to make sure you eat, hydrate, water, Gatorade, Pedialyte.
Yeah. So it's a process, right? And you know, I told all these guys when they're getting ready to come to camp, and they know now that when they played for me, we condition and come into shape. Because if not, you're going to have a miserable camp and you're going to hate it. But if you come in the camp in shape, that's when you can really work on your craft. And these guys came in the best shape that I've had them before. They all took it to heart this year. So we have one goal, right?
Win championship.
And that's what we try to do, and that's what we're going to continue to try to do. Yeah, I'm like a proud papa listening to him, how he prepares, how he takes care of himself. He does that. It's good to hear that stuff because the young guys out there, and even guys not in our team, high school kids listening, or, you know, little guys getting ready to play football, it's way more than the couple hours you spend on the field, isn't it? It's a full-time job.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so, and that's it. So, I mean, that's what we want to – so we want to make them as comfortable as we can with the facility, right? So that's the thing, too. We talk about bonding and family and – you know, community and bringing the team together. I think that facility really helps with that. Do you?
It does. It does. Everybody wants to be in there, listen to music, play pool, watch film. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Hey, it's amazing. I can't complain.
Yeah.
I love it.
You know, I just realized something. Nobody's broken out the cornhole yet.
Oh, yeah. They played.
Oh, they have?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know day one, the basketball hoop was getting worked.
Yeah.
Had to reset the rim.
But you notice how the basketball hoop's getting less and less love because the legs are getting heavier.
Yeah.
So now they're going to start playing bingo and, you know, anything you can sit on and play.
Yeah. Old maid, go fish.
I think we got the Xbox going in there, too. So, yeah, and that'll be really
good. Here come the Madden.
Yeah, right.
Here come Madden.
Yeah, so it's, you know, and we're going to keep, you know, tweaking it, and, Mr. Rackler's done an unbelievable job with the field. I think our field's the refs today, we had refs today at practice, right?
Yes, sir.
And the head referee, the white hat, said to me, he goes, you know, this, your outdoor field's nicer than some of the fields we play on.
Oh.
And I said, well, good.
Yeah.
I think we're the only one that's got a real arena football field outside, you know, in the whole country. I'll be honest with you. Because most of them practice on high schools or bigger fields, you know. And I get that. That's not a, you know, convenience. But it's so much nicer to be on the field you're going to play on, you know, that size, especially for the receivers and quarterbacks. You guys, you're just banging 10 yards, you know. But for the other guys, it's a big benefit.
Real cones, no cones, real lines, real hash marks, real out of bounds, real end zones to go sliding out of.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, hey,
Walmart.
I'm going to let this guy go get some pizza.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
hey, thanks for being on. We're going to have you on all throughout the year. We're going to have the guys back, I know, once we get some game film on you. You had a great scrimmage today. Like I said, we had the officials there. Fans should come out and see you guys because I'll tell you what, there's some great football being played. So,
yes, sir.
Anything you want to close out with?
Nah, hey, guns up. Guns,
guns up. I like it.
Guns
all right.
up.
Perfect. Okay. Thanks. You can take
right.
us out.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll take us out. I actually want to show the first day training camp video on our way out. Here
okay.
we go.
Yeah.
Show what we've been talking about.
Sounds good.
So if you hear go, you're going. In your gap. Do everything we need to do.
Quality. Here at John Wayne, it's not just a word, it's our foundation. From the people we employ, to the service that's provided, to the equipment that we design and install, quality matters. For nearly 20 years, providing quality Texas comfort to the San Antonio area communities has been our highest priority. For quality you can count on, call John Wayne today.
It's so easy to love Pick and Pull. Why? How about the largest inventory in South Texas? How about the ease of finding your part with our interchange and real-time inventory search at pickandpullsa.com? How about an organized yard and maps to find your parts, plus a shuttle? At Pick and Pull, we make it easy to save money on the quality used auto parts you need at a price you can afford.
More to pick, less pull from your budget. Now that's Pick and Pull.
Hi, this is head coach Tom Manasse of the San Antonio Gunslingers. I'll tell you what, right now is the best time in the world to buy your season tickets. 2024 is going to be historic for $9, starting at $9 a month. How can you beat that? Can you believe it? $9. Don't make me come down there and send you off to the train station.
Take this loop back out.
And welcome back to Matanga's Pizzeria. Now between us is the irrepressible, apparently, Isaiah Hardy. Tell us what position you play.
Hey, I play
besides
guard.
Guardian of the Casanova.
Well, that's the only position I want to play is Guardian of the Casanova. But play right guard, left guard, doesn't matter when you have a guy like C-Lou.
Does he play left guard or right guard?
See, Lou's being asked for an opinion here.
Okay, so left guard.
Yeah. I've never seen him on the right side.
I got kicked out of the spot.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Left guard.
I play left guard, right guard, quarterback, little running back. Yeah.
If you need me to.
Right. Well, you said, Coach, you want your players
to
be useful.
We have a celebrity here, too. I just saw Collie's here.
Collie's here. Hey, Collie, stand up so they can see you.
Stand up. We got to give you some love.
No, yay. Seriously, stand up, Colin.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, you got jokes now, huh, Ralph? Okay, good.
I always had jokes. You just don't let me tell
them. Talk
about
my players like that. Okay.
It's not about the fight. I mean, the dog in the fight is about the fight the dog.
Yep. Size of the dog in the fight.
Let me tell you about Colin. You remember this when we played him? How many balls did I kick out of bounds so I didn't have to kick to you?
Everyone
your
but one.
Your fans love me. They were all running to that section.
Everyone but one.
Yeah. And then I cut the guy the next game. Kicking to do it. Yeah, I know. It's crazy. No, that's good. So, all right, give us a little bit about you. Where are you from? Family, college? I know you went to West Virginia. So just kind of give us a spiel.
Full name's Isaiah Hardy. I went to West Virginia, like Coach just said. I'm from New Jersey, Camden, New Jersey. And, you know, I'm here with the Gunslingers now, ready to run another championship.
There you go.
We'll bring a championship to San Antonio.
And that goes back to what I said. We didn't just bring in guys. We brought in guys with championship culture, right? That have won it. They know how to do it and get through some adversity, you know, and do things. And that's why we have them here.
It's easy to get a team together like that when you are someone like Coach Menaz that has – he cares deep. More than the game, he cares about the players. Don't do that.
He don't want to run tomorrow.
Don't do that.
That's all this is. He don't want to run tomorrow.
I'm being serious. I'm being sincere.
He's mad because I yelled at him today. He's doing anything he can.
I did get in trouble today. Maybe I'm trying to make up for a little bit, but in all seriousness,
I appreciate that. No.
Makes you want to run
Keep
through
going.
A big wall.
Say more good stuff about me. Please.
No, but yeah, we definitely have a championship caliber team that we it's been the best few days of practice that I've been a part of, like, in the beginning. It's the stuff that we got to fix is little stuff that we are going to fix.
Yeah.
So it's, you know what I mean, I can't wait to see what the season brings.
And if we didn't fix it, if we didn't have stuff to fix, right, we wouldn't strive for perfection. Yeah. And that's, you know, we always say can't get perfect, you know, can't be perfect, but we can get perfect effort, right?
Exactly,
so,
exactly.
You know, and that's a big part of it. And, I, you know, like I was saying about Harvey and the guys, is that first calls I made were to these guys. And actually, when I was leaving New York, remember the promise I made to you in the parking lot? When we were leaving New York?
Yeah.
And I said to him, I go, don't worry. We're going to be together soon.
Yes, sir.
I said, wherever I go, you're coming with me. And sure enough, when I picked up the phone, I said, you still interested? He goes, Coach, you already know.
I'm not playing for anybody at all.
Yeah, that was wonderful. And that makes me feel good because I really do care about these guys. But I want them to feel like this is home, right? I forget who I was telling today, and I said, you know what would be the perfect thing? We're 11-0, you know, down the season, and everyone re-signs for 25. And we just, we'll see you again next year.
You're right.
It's very possible.
Right, it's very possible. But we have things we have to do first, right?
Yes,
and that's
yes,
part of the deal. So
And to capitalize on them making this a home for us is the best experience I've ever had in arena ball, no matter where I went. We have a gym. We have a player facility. We have a pool table. You know what I mean? It's a lot of.
You got lunch.
Rooms. We got
if lunch is brought. It's warm. It's quality.
And we gave catered Matangas.
Yeah.
What could possibly be better?
I know, right? I mean, it's, you know what? And when I was telling these guys this, I said it was a vision, right? It's just a vision. And then when Don made it a reality, right? Mm-hmm. And I said, you're not going to believe this. I kept saying to him. I'd call him and talk to the guys, and I said, you're not going to believe this. And I said, everything that we had in our vision, or I promised you guys we were going to have, we have. And what was your reaction when you first got to the facility? I'm just curious what that was. Did you
see the graphics? I had a conversation with him about the streets, right?
Yeah. Right. So it's especially that being my first year and my first experience of arena football, and then coming to a facility where it's – you guys can just cheer all day, comfortable couch, like, man, pool table, lockers to yourself. It's just five showers. It's mind-blowing is what you want to like.
Four showers, but Pam did the shower curtains.
The shower curtains.
Which are the best shower curtains in all.
Yeah. Pam's over there on the left side of the screen.
Amazing.
Hey, Pam, here you go.
Yeah. No, but see, that's the attention to detail. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the whole Rackler deal, right, is that – She came in the office. We had the whole thing done. She comes in the office. She goes, look at the shower curtains.
Just icing
like,
on the
these
cake.
Are awesome.
Just
you
know, icing on the cake.
You know, logos on them and everything. Huh? But you know what? That's the thing is that I'm not faulting anybody. But if you think you're going to get a team built on bonding by taking them bowling or something, you know how everyone, it's let's go bowling for our bonding day. these guys bond 7 days a week at the facility. No one really wants to leave to go back yet until, you know, they've shot a game of pool, listened to some music, did their thing, watched their film, got their treatment. There's no rush to get out of there.
And the
really nice thing, and I don't know if this applies to you, but I'm hearing from guys that they don't have to drive all over town for different things. Like, go here for practice, then go there for treatment, then go there for this. You're all under one roof.
Everything is very tangible for everybody, whether you have a car or not,
right.
Which is not like that everywhere. You have to go here for a workout. Right. You got to go over here for food. You wake up, you have food there. You go practice, you have food after practice, and you chill where you are. And
right.
It's so comfortable, like he said. It's no rush to leave.
Right.
It's no rush to get back to the room or anything.
But there's intense film study. Intense film study as well. You're in the meeting rooms.
Yeah,
and
but you know what?
It can't feel like that.
It can't be. Yeah, that's the whole point. It can't be like that where everything is 100 miles an hour. Sometimes you got to just take your shoes off, kick back, and relax. And that's where the bonding happens, and that's where the relationships are built. That's where you learn about guys' families and where they're from and sit down with the young guys and spend time with them. And I'll tell you what, I think it's invaluable. Now I would never do it any other way.
Right.
I would never do it any other way.
Right.
If we didn't have something like this, and I get budgets for teams aren't the same and, you know, everything else, but people got to realize this is the future of indoor football, what we did. It's the future. And I hope all the other owners around the league do that for their players, because it's only going to make for a better league. It really does. The biggest thing, right, is you've heard this, but when I say to the guys coming in, we may not be the NFL, but I'm going to give you a professional football experience.
Yes, sir.
This is a professional football experience.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes,
I mean, that's what.
And even look, we got Zach Brown. I used to drive all over Carolina last year. It's not just one player's story. It's every player's story.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to ZB, one of the best Macs ever.
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 He was my fourth call.
He was.
After my three big guys.
Yeah. One of the best Mac ever to do it.
And I said to ZB, I said, ZB, you're finally ready to be on the right side of a team and win a ring? And he goes, yes. Yeah, I still got to give him his shirt. Yeah.
This has been an experience for all of us for it to be just team bonding has never been so fast and like
I know, right?
You know what I mean? We are a family. Like it takes usually aftercare, after everybody
weeks.
It takes
right?
weeks and weeks for you to get this kind of mesh with the guys, and it's just instantaneous. It feels like here.
Well,
so.
You know, and the thing is, you guys eat breakfast at the hotel, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And then you have breakfast at
Good
the hotel,
breakfast.
Right? Great breakfast,
great
right?
Great breakfast.
And then we cater you a lunch every single day. After practice, you guys take your showers, take your treatment, have a beautiful lunch, go to meetings for a couple hours, and then usually hang out for another half hour, hour, whatever it is, at the facility doing whatever you do. And then you go home and you have another great meal at the hotel, right? I mean, so it's really nice to be able to do that for you guys. And,
right.
and that way I don't have to worry if you're eating well, if
right.
you're doing this, and the fact that you don't have to drive all over town with coupons to get a meal.
Right.
You know, how many
Vouchers.
More times could we eat at Hooters?
Oh my God. If I don't see another
and
Hooters,
God bless them.
And it was
Hooters.
A buy one, get one voucher.
No. It was Hooters was great. I mean, they were very nice people.
No, don't get me
but
wrong.
But we ate that like 4 and 5 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Hey, what do we got for Vouchers Day? Hooters. You know, it's like more chicken wings.
Right. And at first it was awesome, great. Hooters, wings, amazing.
Right.
Like,
right.
But then it's like eighth go around. You don't want those wings anymore.
Right. It's like, can I get something else? Yeah, I know. But no, it's nice. It's nice to have that. We got Matinga's as one of our sponsors.
The best pizza I've ever had.
Yeah.
Really?
I like Matinga's.
I mean, you're from New Jersey.
I'm from New Jersey.
They get pizza in New Jersey.
Yeah, right. 2 hours from New York.
Yeah.
Two hours from Philly.
Yep.
Matinga's is the best pizza I've ever had
wow.
in my life.
Did y'all hear that at Matinga's? Wow, that's pretty good stuff. Yeah. No, and I've said that since I got here because I've been enjoying it for 20 weeks. Okay. Yeah, no, it's great. But I'm telling you, it's fantastic food, and it's not just the pizza. I had spaghetti tonight, right? Spaghetti and meatballs, and they got the pizza rolls, and they got the Zeppelis. Mm-hmm. Did you have a Zeppeli yet? The powdered sugar thing there? I know, right?
Never had a Zeppeli in my life. I think I need to take some home.
Oh, yeah.
I think I need to
I would ask
home.
For a little carryout. I usually do, because when I put one out, everyone eats them, and then when I go, there's nothing left.
There's like six left at most out of a dozen.
Six? You guys don't leave me six.
I don't touch them.
Yeah, no, they go.
Poof, for you.
And they came prepared with the lineman-sized pizza.
You I know, see, right?
It's still, we got to take that home.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, and they've got a box for that.
Oh, it comes in a box. The box.
The box is
a coffin.
What, 32
it's
inches?
A coffin.
Yeah.
It's a 38-inch
pizza
for your...
Yeah, it's got handles on the side.
For your arteries.
Yes, rope handles. Yeah, no. And a phone number inside to the nearest cardiologist.
But you got to try... No, here's the thing, right? They got pizzas called the pothole, which is all these different sausages and meats on it, and then they put hot honey on it.
Not the hot honey.
Hot honey.
Not the hot... And pepper and...
Not the hot honey.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They got a Big Mac pizza.
I got to make a quick cut here because, as you can see on the right side of the screen, Sam, if you'll raise your hand, he's signing a Matangas Pizzeria server's name, who I should know by now. But AJ, who won this shirt on this show not long ago. And now he's getting it signed by Sam Castrovo. Okay, look up at that.
We were going to do a shirt for him.
The greatest quarterback.
No one would buy a 6X. So it was just, we'll just pass on it.
5X. He's
essential. Okay, easy. Wait a minute. Are you ready for this? How big are your feet?
I got a size 18 shoe.
You want to take one of those off, take the croc off, and we can hold it up to the camera? No, go for it.
Lord.
Yeah, right there to the camera. Right, camera's right there.
That ain't a croc. That's a boat.
Look at that. Look at that.
That's a whole damn croc.
That's
a crocodile.
That's a whole crocodile. That's not a croc. Yeah, that's a crocodile.
Oh, man. It's not an AT shirt. You know, my mom was pretty upset growing up. Pretty upset.
Oh, my God. Yeah. She's buying your shoes in the back of those magazines. All the way up to size 22.
But grocery shopping is
you
much
have two
worse.
Styles, black or brown?
that's it. White baby.
I know, right?
All right, calm down.
Get some plywood and a bit of rope and make sandals.
Yeah. All right. Man. Well, hey, listen, thanks for coming. You guys are going to be back again soon, I'm sure. We'll get some highlights as we're going.
Yes, and, thanks for having me.
Hope you had fun. And you got a lot of pizza to eat yet. So, yeah. Right. We'll get you out of here.
Yes, sir.
All right. We'll be back. We'll run the highlight or the next day of camp, and we'll be back with the third quarter in a moment. You're live with Brandon from Matangas Pizzeria.
That tastes like cardboard? I thought we were done eating paper in school. Maybe not. It's up to you. At Matangas, we bring you flavors that are authentically Texan. We're talking about fresh dough that we made in store every single day. We're talking about cheese that's shredded in store for that authentic cheese flavor. We're talking about brisket because this is Texas, y'all. We're talking about our Texas rolls. Can't get those anywhere else. We're talking about Texas ranch because when you put jalapenos and ranch together and you dip it in with pizza, just drink it. Lastly, we got a pothole pizza because we had to name a pizza after our roads. You know what I'm talking about. Can't wait to see you soon. Find a Matangas near you.
It's like literally like hockey and football had a baby.
Type of action you'll never see in the NFL.
Let's go, Gunslingers. Let's go, baby. Woo!
That's the best entertainment there is. Once you've been to a game, you're going to get hooked.
Are you good?
Yeah, that was my good. That was my glitch. Put one check mark down. I goofed that up.
He was almost perfect.
Oh, almost, yeah, almost had a pretty good show going here. And now, in the middle, Cornelius Lewis, the nicest guy the coach knows, and he said so
multiple times. He's not the nicest guy.
Not on the field.
He's the
best. Not in the game.
He's one of the best men I know.
Best men you know.
Man. Not just that, father, player, you know that. You know how I feel about you. Yeah. So it's everything. It's the whole ball of wax. Yeah. That's him. So, Silu, tell us about you. I know you got the clan down there and they're.
Yes, I'm from Jacksonville, Florida. Yeah. I'll be 38 this year.
Can you now, what year is this for you in playing football as a professional?
As a professional, this is year 13.
13.
Because of the COVID year.
Yeah. Yep. 13. 13-year professional.
Yeah.
Yep.
From Jacksonville. I have four kids at home. Maya, Calvin, Cornelius, and Mackenzie. She stays here in Dallas.
Oh, she does?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Oh, awesome. Yeah. Well, that's great. She can come to a game, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to get her to come to a
game. Okay. Perfect.
But been playing football for a while. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Went to Florida State for 2 years and then transferred out, went to Tennessee State. Came out around 08, signed free agent to the Colts. Had a couple tryouts with here and there with other teams. And
yeah.
Got into the arena ball.
Yeah. So you went right into the arena after, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I wish they had that when I was tailing off my thing too, because that it just to keep playing, and you've played it now for 13 years, right?
Yes, so, sir.
I mean, that's great. And okay, so can you name all the teams you played for?
Yes. First team I started with the Philadelphia Soul in the AFL.
Yeah.
Left there, went to the Omaha Beef in the IFL.
Hey, did Bon Jovi own it when you were there?
Yep.
Yep. And Jaworski, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
From the Omaha Beef to the Iowa Barnstormers. I was there for 2 years. Got traded from the Barnstormers at the end of that year to Georgia Force. Never suited up for the Georgia Force. Then I went to Jacksonville, spent 5 years in Jacksonville, won a championship in 2017. Also played in the Arena Bowl in 2017. Played in two championship games that year.
You. Okay. So you were a hired gun for the other one. Okay,
I played in the arena, the NAL championship, and then the Arena Bowl as well.
Oh, that's awesome.
Went to the Massachusetts Fire in 18.
Mm-hmm.
Atlantic City Blackjacks in 19. COVID year. And then the Columbus Lions.
Mm-hmm.
Then Albany.
Then we got you.
Yeah. And then last year I went to West Texas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was actually funny because when we were in New York, I was telling about with Hardy, Isaiah, you guys were like, when I was leaving.
Yeah.
And I hugged him and I said, don't worry, we're going to be together real soon. You know, yeah. I said, something will happen and we'll be together. And like I said, first call was CeeLo and then Hardy and Harvey and those guys. And, oh, yeah. And of course, Sam, you know, was in the mix. But these are my guys. I mean, I want to, this is their home. My whole thought in building this thing with Don and James and the vision was for guys just like this, where they don't have to look anymore. They don't have to, you know, if things go like we assume they're going to go, everyone can be happy here and do their thing. I always say, I'd love this to be my first last job, right, where you never have to worry about it anymore. Yeah. So, no, but that's great. So we were talking to the guys about camp. Now, a 13-year vet is going to be feeling a little different than some of these young guys, right? Yeah. So how do you manage? Because this is the best shape you've been in that I've seen you in.
Well, I give credit to the Ironman. The Ironman made me put me in shape, going both ways, doing kickoff return. So just then the off season, I just made sure I kept the weight off of me, constantly working. I worked as in a powder coating company, hanging metal up and walking in and out of a 400-degree oven.
Right. So,
yeah. Wow.
So. Yeah. The only job worse than that would be at a glass making factory.
Yeah. No, imagine.
No, that's crazy. Did you? Yeah, but you knew, and we joked about it. I said I'd call him up and we'd talk. And I'd go, how's the cardio? How's the cardio? You know, because that's the thing is that if you're in shape coming into camp, it sure makes a difference.
Oh, yeah.
You really get to enjoy camp a little bit more. He's flying around. We actually had to special order a helmet for him this year, and we had to wait for a couple of days for it to come in. I didn't say that. You didn't have to say that. But we had to wait a couple of days, and, you know, he was playing running back, and he was, you know, doing
filling
scout
in.
Team. Anything he could do, he was moving around.
You need a motion man on the motion man.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
CeeLo motion to trips.
No, it's just fun to see big guys running around.
Yeah.
The only bad thing about the IFL is they don't have a tight end deal because he's famous for catching touchdowns.
Oh, yeah.
You've had like half a dozen of them with me, right? At least.
Yeah.
And it's too bad that they don't have it because this guy, he's got hands. And it's so funny when he scores. Oh, my God, you think the Pope walked in the building. We're running over to him. Oh, my God, you know. Anytime a big guy scores a touchdown.
Yeah, we made a name for that.
Yeah, I think that's how I caught his attention. The game when I was playing for Columbus.
Yep.
Caught two touchdowns.
Yep.
I was like, uh-huh. That big guy.
Yep. That was
I think
it.
That's where I learned the name. It was a thick six.
Yeah.
A thick six, yeah. No, that's a good name for it. But, you know, it was good. Now, you know, we're hoping it doesn't happen. But if there's a fumble, that's about the only way it's going to get one.
Oh, yeah.
So what's your thought now? You know, you kind of brought up Iron Man, and now that you don't have to play it, I mean, and you can just do your job. How's that feeling?
It's like being back home.
Yeah.
Nothing but offense and beating up on defensive linemen. That's what I love to do.
Yeah.
So it's going
to
be
great.
He had
a heck of a practice today. I looked over at him, and he had a young kid on him today, and I just felt bad for the kid. You know, it's like he's getting schooled, he's getting hipped, and he's getting rode out, and, you know, he's getting hooked, and I'm just thinking, man, this kid's going to go home and just cry himself to sleep. You know?
Well, I use it to my advantage. I watch film with you guys so I can see you guys' weaknesses, and they had to wait for me to get my helmet, so this is their first decision. So it's like
the whole time he's been lurking.
Yeah,
you like, lurking. Laugh.
I just want a chance.
You laugh. I actually, Jay Rich goes, hey, Coach, I don't think we should watch film with them anymore because I think they're scouting us for practice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I said, you know.
Oh, yeah.
What you got to do, right?
Oh, yeah. Big guy. Well, it's just iron sharpens iron, so.
Yeah,
in order for us to get better, we got to make those guys better.
Right. And I always see these guys, even if they're successful on the play, they coach them up, the young guys, on what they did wrong. And, hey, if you do this, that won't happen, or if you do that. Because, like I told the team today when I was giving a little thing, I said, you know, we don't need to stand over each other when we have a good play because this guy's lockering 2 feet away from you. You know, we want to encourage guys to get better. And, you know, but I also get when you're 25 and you're fired up, and that's part of it. But I think our culture is built different. Our culture is more where we want to build up each other, you know. And I always say that Yutumbo thing with Nelson Mandela, which is I can't be great unless I make you great. And, So I'm hoping that the young guys buy in and they get it. It seems like they are. We'll get better every day.
Yeah.
Because of guys like this. And Cornelius is one of our captains that I picked in the offseason to lead, and he's done a great job, and he'll continue to do that, and you know, we'll follow suit. Like I said, if they just act like him, they'll be fine. They'll be fine. So, anything you wanted to say before we go?
I'm ready to get to work.
I did have a question.
Sorry, Kate.
So, 13-year veteran, how are you able to communicate to the rookies how special this is, the facility, the experience here so far?
I don't think I have to communicate it. They can see it.
But they have no means of measuring. Yeah, they have no means of comparing.
Even with no means of measuring the facility and, like, everything being so close together, it's great. And everybody loves it. So we're just going to take it all in as a group. And
Someone asked me, you know, describe it or tell me. I said, I really can't. But did you ever sit in a Cadillac?
Yeah.
Did you ever sit in a brand new Cadillac?
You know.
When you sit in, you know.
Yeah, like,
so you don't have to compare it to anything. You just know that's good.
Yeah.
You know, it's elite.
Oh, yeah.
So
everything, one stop shop, have fun, go out there, practice, get our meetings done, got lunch coming there, get the workout, everything, training. So can't ask for more.
Got the masseuse and the chiropractor coming twice a week.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, can't ask for more than that. They can see it. I don't have to even explain it to them. They understand it.
Yeah. There's no waiting line in the training room.
No.
No, I always say the worst thing is, I don't mean this, and I'm sorry, but can you imagine getting cut and then going someplace else?
Like, right.
And then you go, well, when do we get our massages?
Yeah.
What time does lunch get here?
Everything is 25 minutes away. We got to go 25 minutes to the field, 25 minutes to the meetings, 25.
Yeah.
And you got to, if you don't have a car, you got a carpool. If you've got a car,
we
everyone's
a bus
carpooling
to Connecticut.
With you.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Right. So, yeah, I get it. You know, it's, listen, and again, I understand circumstance. I'm not criticizing that. But, you know, that's the difference when you talk about ownership, right? And a guy who puts his money where his mouth is and wants to give the players as much as he can. And again, keeping it within a certain budget and doing that, you got to be fiscally responsible too, right? But I'll tell you what, it's hard to beat.
And there's expectations that come with that.
Oh, yeah.
But self-inflicted expectations.
Right.
No one's telling us what we have to do. We're making that our own pressure, right? So, yeah. No, we're good. Anyway, buddy, thanks for being on.
All right.
Always love having you around, and I'll see you in the morning.
Yeah.
Guns up. Guns up.
Guns up.
Okay, let's get you out of here and get back to that pizza.
All right, we'll be back with more of Branded when we return from Matanga's Pizzeria.
Quality. Here at John Wayne, it's not just a word, it's our foundation. From the people we employ, to the service that's provided, to the equipment that we design and install, quality matters. For nearly 20 years, providing quality Texas comfort to the San Antonio area communities has been our highest priority. For quality you can count on, call John Wayne today.
As a site work company with nearly 50 years of success, maintain growth and integrity? It's simple. We employ strong leaders and ensure that each project is executed with teamwork and dedication. At Chapman Brothers, we believe in fostering innovation while upholding our unwavering commitment to quality. Join us as a manager, estimator, or supervisor and become a driving force behind our legacy. Apply now to be part of a company that values both its history and the path ahead. Chapman Brothers, where growth and integrity meet excellence.
Hi, this is head coach Tom Anasa of the San Antonio Gunslingers. I'll tell you what, right now is the best time in the world to buy your season tickets. 2024 is going to be historic. For $9, starting at $9 a month. How can you beat that? Can you believe it? $9. Don't make me come down there and send you off to the train station.
Welcome back to Matenga's Pizzeria as we bring it into the fourth quarter. And joining us here in the booth at the table, Sam Castronova.
How are we doing, gentlemen?
QB1, yeah.
QB1, yeah.
See, three people clap for you. That's good, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I usually get four or five, but it's good.
I mean, no, that's good. You got a little more seniority. I mean.
No, that's awesome.
That and his name's on the marquee.
That probably helps a little bit.
Little name recognition.
So, here's the deal. We talked about the big guys and how we had cultivated a relationship. Of course, Sam, you know, Sam's great. And when we were leaving New York, I wanted Sam to just keep playing, you know, because it was so messed up there, right? And the fact that he got with Coach Gibson down in Jacksonville and finally won Gibson the championship, that was nice. No, I'm just kidding, Gibson. There should be an asterisk just with your name next to it on that championship. But so, you know, all that's good stuff. But I want the people to know, they know how good a football player you are. They know, what'd you throw, 70-some-odd touchdowns last year?
Something like that, yeah, 72 or 73, something like that.
72, 73, only two interceptions, and he had 14 rushing touchdowns himself.
17,
right?
Something like 17? That.
17? Yeah. Oh, but I don't know. Could have been 17, 18. Yeah, whatever. But I want the people to learn a little bit about you, where you're from, you know, the family and all that good stuff. The stuff I know that really draws me to you as not only a great football player, quality person. So go ahead.
First and foremost, shout out to my wife back home. Our son, Trey, will be a month old tomorrow. So very excited about that. She's doing a great job taking care of him. And then our oldest son is a year and a half, so he's a bundle of joy and a bundle of terror. Because
and a bundle of offensive linemen,
yes,
future linemen.
He's
yeah.
a year and a half old. He's already almost 30 pounds. So
yeah, he's like 6'3", something like that.
Yeah, he might be like one of these big boys that were just on the show. So
just remember, 18 chews. You know how hard that is, right?
Yeah. They're going to eat me out of house with homies, too, I think.
Oh, yeah.
That's okay. So, and then shout out to my dad. He just got hip surgery yesterday, so he'll be recovering. He's probably watching right now. He can't wait for the season to start. So
I still got to call him.
Yeah, get some wedding advice. Yes.
Yes.
But no, that's me. I mean, coach always says God, family, football, and I couldn't sum it up much better than that. So that's me. Quick snippet of my life.
Yeah, and you know, it was funny because I've been talking to a recruit that we're going to be bringing in here tomorrow, and when I was talking to him, he said, Coach, I really like what you have to say, but I'd like to take an hour and pray on it. Can I call you back? And I said, I think all of us say that to each other, right? I need an hour.
Yeah.
I got to pray on it because we really do put God first and family second and football third in that order. And by doing that, I think we reap great benefits, not only just from football, but spiritually, in bonding and friendship and everything else, and great comfort comes in that, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't think people realize that it's not just a slogan. Like, you hear it all the time.
You got to live it.
Right. And I'm going to praise this kid for a second. So one of the players came up to me and said, hey, would it be okay if I did this? And it involved the family thing. And I paused, and Sam said to me, he goes, God, family, football. And I went, you're right, you can go. No, but we—that's what we have to count on each other—is check ourselves.
The values,
right? Yeah. I'm sitting here thinking about a win, you know, or getting ready for something, and it was a selfish thought, and Sam just brought me back in check, and I confide in Sam all the time. I do, because not only is he a captain, but we're a kindred spirit with our faith. So I can ask, you know, talk to him about something that maybe is not related to football, or related to family, and I think that's the kind of relationships that are getting built here, right? And my dream is, you know, we get guys that are maybe on the fence on their faith or something that we can help pull them over to the good side, you know, and help them. But, you know, and that's the other side with us too. So,
all right. Derek Castronova is in fact checking in, saying he's looking forward to finally doing a pregame team devotional when he's down there.
There you go. Yeah.
Did you like his one before that?
Yeah.
He thinks he's funny.
What did he say?
I'm getting hippity with it.
Getting hippie with it. Yeah.
With his walker.
Yeah, with his walker, right.
So to drive the point home, you and I had a conversation why you have a choice of the number you wear, why you chose to wear number 3.
Yeah, so multiple reasons. One is I have 2 championship rings, and going for my 3rd this year. Hopefully we can bring that home. Another is obviously we talk about faith, so the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, number 3. I now have my son named Trey. That's a 3. Mm-hmm. And then I wore number 3 all throughout high school basketball. So those are some of the few reasons that I chose to go with 3 this year.
You know, what's funny is now that generation, the Holy Trinity, right? But in my era, it was I am 3rd. So that's how it was always, you know, from Brian's song. I don't know if you remember the movie Brian's song.
Yeah.
Well, the book is called I Am 3rd. And it's based on his faith that everything, his family, God and his family come first and he's 3rd. Right.
Add another reason. There you go.
There you go. See, so it's I am 3rd. Yeah. So, yeah, but that's a generational thing from the 70s. Right. But
great movie. Very sad movie. But
oh, my God.
Great movie.
Yeah. So question for you. Training camp. I'm kind of getting the feel how guys are. Quarterbacks are lucky. They don't have to do a lot of banging and a lot of, you know, hitting and stuff. But
and
no one can touch you, right?
Yeah, right. Kind of miss it.
Right. But your arm, you got to save. You got to kind of do an arm count, a rep count, you know, making sure we don't, you know, abuse the arm. So when the season starts, you've got a dead arm, things like that. But how do you – one, I know you prepared yourself because you came in the best shape I'd seen you in.
Said he'd lost 15 pounds.
Well, and kind of jacked. And I – probably, should I thank Vinny for that?
Yeah, we pushed each other in the weight room. He kept calling me fat, so I said, I got to do something about this.
They put a picture out, and you had the little one with them, and they didn't have their shirts on. They were in the weight room, and I went, did he Photoshop that? What happened? And he actually got in really good shape and came into camp in really good shape. And you could tell, too. He's faster. He's quicker on his feet. But how do you prepare coming into a camp? And I know it's been a hard one since you're leaving the baby and all that good stuff. But you know, what was your process this year? Because I know you played a lot of basketball too, right?
Yeah, so. I do like to play some basketball in my spare time. So that was kind of what I looked at as my conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
But 3 days a week, me and Vinny, shout out to Strive back home, a place where we train at. We 3 days a week for about an hour and a half at a time. We go through. Speed and agility, and then we'll hit the weights, and our guy Will does a great job of getting us ready for the season. So I would say probably the last 2 months before the season, we were going pretty hard there and hitting some PRs and other stuff like that. But
well, especially in Buffalo, to have access to an indoor, right? So you can throw.
And, we were training in the snow, doing slept. We worked well there, and it's only less
a balmy 78 degrees.
You'll have a random 60 degree day, and then it'll be a blizzard the next day.
Yeah, he sent me pictures, and it'd be I don't know, it was like January, and he goes, "I'm golfing."
Yeah,
and
it
I'm
was
like,
crazy.
What? He goes, yeah,
day
it's
after
like
Christmas,
55. Out here.
Day after Christmas, I golf.
Yeah, and I'm like,
winter rules.
Buffalo.
Winter rules.
Yes, absolutely.
I love global warming.
you can't really deny it anymore. I don't know.
But, I don't know. I'm a fan. I mean,
I'm not complaining. Me and my father plow in the winter, and we only had to plow about 6 or 7 times this year, so we made out pretty good.
There you go. Yep. No, that's good stuff. So, I mean, talk about. I get when you get ready for the season, you get all that, you get in camp. Now we're in the last week. We're going to be starting the last week before San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do mentally, physically you're there. What do you do mentally to get yourself ready for that first game?
Yeah, well, first and foremost, we're lucky because we have that extra bye week, and San Diego plays in
Monday.
3 days. Oh, they play on Monday this week? Okay. So we get to see them play when they don't get to see us play. So that'll be a huge advantage. We get to watch some film and kind of pick up some tendencies on what they do. So I know Coach Fuller's already talking about he's going to have the stats for us on Tuesday morning.
Tuesday
after the
morning
game,
we're going to have the game plan done. Yeah.
So, I mean, I know he'll have us ready to go, and we'll just get a bunch of film in that week and I'll watch extra stuff with the receivers, little checks we can make just on our own. But that, mentally, that's how we can kind of get prepared.
And I got to tell you, I've only gone against Coach Fuller, you know. And you played for Coach Fuller, right? Or no? No.
We went against him 2 years ago.
Yeah, when we went against him.
And last year.
The one thing about Coach Fuller that I always admired was he's a football guy's guy. Like, he don't care about interviews. He don't care about, you know, doing this, doing that. He would rather break down film and watch games and talk football. And I've had some of the best conversations with Coach in the meeting room or after the meeting room. Because he's also the assistant head coach, right? So I can confide in him on some things, get his opinions. And I told him today, I said, you know, someone asked me, he said, well, what do you think about Coach Fuller? And, blah, blah, blah. And I said, you know what? I've learned one thing. If I'm the smartest guy in the room, I probably don't deserve to be in the room. Like, I shouldn't be in that room. I like having guys smarter than me in the room at their craft. And then I'll sit down and just learn, right? Or do this. And as I'm saying that, not 10 minutes later, Coach Fuller walks into our meeting room and says, hey, I want to get your opinion on this. And he puts something on the board and offered up the opinions. And he goes, oh, yeah, now I can do this or do that. So I used it as a teaching moment for our younger coaches in saying, we don't know everything. And we have to always be learning. And when you got guys like Coach Johnson, Coach McKinney, Coach Richardson, and, of course, Coach Fuller, that you can learn from, I mean, that's great. I mean, because if we don't take advantage of that wealth of information, especially quarterbacks, you know, I would think Coach Fuller's kind of a quarterback kind of guru, right, in the sense that he can really lay out a game plan for you. So I think a lot of our success is going to rely on their relationship, too, you know.
Which has gotten off to a great start.
Isn't that something? I mean, that's the thing I keep saying is for 40 guys in a building that didn't know each other any great way. I mean, some of us did and we had relationships, but it's amazing. It's amazing how the bonding went. It's amazing how the friendships, the kindred spirit already.
I think a huge credit that goes to the boss over there for putting that guy
right
together
there
for us.
Don Rackler and Pam Rackler.
And Mrs.
Yes.
Rackler.
Yep, there you go.
The goats.
No, I'm telling you, there's nobody. If you don't like Don Rackler, you don't like Santa Claus or puppies, okay? That guy, I
and Don Rackler has a sled.
No, I'm serious. He is the salt of the earth. And you know, none of this is possible without them, both of them.
Right.
And, of course, James and Stephanie at home, you know. James, I hope you feel better. But that's the thing is that I don't, you know, the way we pay back gratitude is, you know, what do you give a guy who gives you everything? You give him the championship. You strive to get the ring. And I told the team today in the team room, I said, I don't care about rings. I don't care about that. The only thing I want to do is put a ring on this guy's finger when we're all said and done and make sure all those kids get a ring. And that's what I want, you know. So
we actually have two questions that have come in for Sam. One is the more predictable. How's the barbecue? That's from Derek.
From my father, yes of course. Opening night, Mr. Rackler had us out at the ranch, and I forget what the place, do you remember what the place was called, the barbecue we had? Yeah, that place was.
But it's the banana pudding that gets you.
Yeah, Coach is big on the banana pudding. I said, I'm trying to cut down on the desserts, okay?
Wow. And another question came in from Sergeant Fives. I don't know if you even want to touch this one. How does this coaching staff and player core rank compared to your other teams in the past? Not to disparage anybody.
Well, yeah, I mean, seeing as I've only played for really one other besides him being my head coach, it's probably the best so far. I mean, Coach Fuller was the head coach last year. Coach Johnson's been a head coach. Coach McKinney's been a head coach. So, I mean, the fact that we have probably three guys that could be legit head coaches in this league, that they're going to have us prepared every single game, and we're excited to go out there and prove what we can do in this new league. I think people are kind of doubting us a little bit, and that just adds fuel to the fire for us. So we're chomping at the bit. We're ready to go.
What are we? Are we 11-1? 11-1?
Now it's 10-1. Went down.
It's 10-1.
It's improved to 10-1.
You watch after Monday or Tuesday, it's going to be like 5-1.
Get your bets in early.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, get those futures in.
No, we're going to quietly. My new name is John Smith in Vegas.
Yeah. John Smith. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
James, we'll see you there, brother.
Yeah. No, I'll tell you what. And again, don't mistake confidence with arrogance, guys. Please, whatever you do. And our confidence is in these young men. It's not in anything self-proclaimed, right? It's just the effort that's going to get put forth to do all these good things.
The point you made about the coaching. So in Coach Fuller, you have a head coach caliber, but all he has to worry about primarily in that meeting room, what's it like having the full attention of a head coach?
Yeah, I mean,
kind of scary.
Yeah, and
what
we're
does
just
that feel
getting,
like?
I mean, this is just the fifth day of camp, so we're just getting a glimpse of it. So I can't wait to see what he does once he gets to watch that San Diego film. Yeah. I mean, he's probably going to make my job pretty easy, so we're excited. I mean, that's our job. The receivers make me look good. Coach Fuller make me look good. I try and help them make them look good. So it's just kind of a symbiotic relationship, but I'm excited to work with him. I've always had to go against him, and he's always done a great job of trying to shut me down, but we've had our battles. But now that we get to work together, Coach Johnson said the same thing. He said, it's good to be on your side. But I said, same to you, Coach.
Yeah. I mean, think about that. That's the craziest part. We all came from different points, and we were all adversaries, right? And who did I tell? I think I told Coach Fuller this today. I said, the one thing that was crazy is when I found out I got the job, that was September 1st, I think, I had actually talked to him right after their season. And I'd called him during the season. Hey, how you doing? Da, da, da. And I knew I wanted to hire him, but I'm also not that guy that's going to call somebody, you know, even you. I said, hey, I'd love to talk to you, but you're in the middle of a playoff run. You're doing
your
thing.
Anything.
Focus your thing. Win your championship. Good luck to you.
Just don't forget about me.
Right. Don't forget about me. And then sure enough, they win. I'm the first guy to hey, congratulations. Okay, now tell those guys to piss off, right? You're coming up. No. But it was funny because when I called, when I spoke to James, you know, it was a 50-50 shot because, you know, you got to figure if he was going to leave where he was at, he was going to get offers, right?
Right.
And then when we came to terms and we both wanted to work together, when it came out, I thought, man, I might have signed him too early because now he's going to get counter offers for the next 5 months. Right? And I'm sure he did.
Oh, yeah.
But to go to his character, he stayed with us. And which, that's why I told him that I have a real affection for him, that loyalty.
Yes.
Every head coach only wants one thing. That's all they want is loyalty. Mm-hmm. If you have a loyal staff, great. If you have loyal players, great. If you can have loyalty, that's all you want.
It's hard to come by these days.
Oh, my God. Because no one's willing to back it up with grit and just really be that guy. Now, I'm going to tell you a story. He's going to get embarrassed, but I'm going to tell you a story. So, a few weeks ago, I get a call from Sam, and he said, Coach, I got invited to a pro day. And I said, oh, okay.
Oops.
Yeah, and I saw him going off to Buffalo and playing for the Bills and, you know, in my head and all that. And he said, and I said, well, just make sure it's the right opportunity for you. And if it is, I'll support you. But just be careful and make sure it's the right opportunity and you're going for the right reasons.
And it was
right?
The first day of camp, so I would have missed.
He wouldn't miss the 14th.
First day.
The first day, report day. So I hang up with him, and I start looking at quarterbacks, thinking, he's gone. Like, he's gone.
Yeah.
He's going to go, and he should be in the NFL. He's going to play. There's no reason he couldn't be a number two in the NFL right now, right?
Right.
And so I'm thinking, okay, he's going to be gone. What am I going to do? And so I quit looking, and I just sat there, and I went, you know what? It's in God's hands. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. We'll worry about it tomorrow. So the longest night I've ever had, because I built this team for him,
right,
around him,
right?
Right.
Those guys.
Well, not only those guys, all the receivers. And,
right.
And I'm on the phone with Don and saying, hey, we want to get this guy and that guy. And I think it was 10 o'clock in the morning, he calls, and I go, Sam, I just want to see. And he goes, Coach, let me stop you right there. I'm not going anywhere. I'll see you in 14. And it was like, thank you, God. You know?
That's why I love you.
Yeah, that's why I love you. So that loyalty, that when we talk about it and when we talk about character and we talk about a championship attitude, because not only did he do this for us, for me, for Don, he did it for every guy on that roster. He did it for his wife. He did it for his kids. He's going to make his mark here and do what he does that way, and proud of you.
Yes, sir.
And I don't say that enough, but you know, these guys, we should be proud of them for the way they are, their character and how they are.
Thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure. All right, so good luck getting back. How many of you guys came in that car?
All of us.
So you had four linemen.
Yep.
And you.
Yep, and me.
And you. And where'd they put you, in the middle?
No, Seelu wanted to get in the back. I was trying to say, let me get back there, but Mr. Seelu, he's too nice.
You three were in the back seat together?
No, he was in the back. He was in the front. He's 360.
Yeah. Yeah. See, that's the way it goes. All right. Well, hey, thanks for coming on, brother. Appreciate you.
Thank you, guys. Guns up, baby.
Guns up. Boom, boom. There we go. All right.
And we'll be back with an extended Branded. We're going into overtime when we return live from Matinga's Pizzeria.
Hey, San Antonio, are you tired of the same old chain pizza that tastes like cardboard? I thought we were done eating paper in school. Maybe not. It's up to you. At Matanga's, we bring you flavors that are authentically Texan. We're talking about fresh dough that we made in store every single day. We're talking about cheese that's shredded in store for that authentic cheese flavor. We're talking about brisket because this is Texas, y'all. We're talking about our Texas rolls. Can't get those anywhere else. We're talking about Texas ranch because when you put jalapenos and ranch together and you dip it in with pizza, just drink it. Lastly, we got a pothole pizza because we had to name a pizza after our roads. You know what I'm talking about. Can't wait to see you soon. Find a Matanga's near you.
For generations, the family recipes at Carrabba's Italian Grill have been bringing people together. From the sweet smell of our scratch-made sauce to our rich layers of lasagna, we believe food made with love leads to tables filled with laughter. Dine with us or order out at Carrabba's.com.
2023 has been a landmark year for the Indoor Football League. Our 15th season saw tremendous growth, both on and off the field. Bold steps towards a bright future, cutting-edge fan engagement, and powerful new partnerships. And we're just getting started. There will be more in 2024. Calculated growth, strong franchises, and the best indoor football on the planet. The IFL.
I like that.
Welcome back to Matanga's Pizzeria as we head into overtime.
Special surprise guest.
Surprise guest. You didn't see this one coming, and most DBs certainly don't because he's there and gone. Kali Rashad, number 5 on for the 5th period tonight, as it were.
Yeah.
Welcome to Branded, Kali.
Thank you for having me.
You've been dodging us. We've been trying to get you for, I think, the second live show onward. Never could get you out. Well,
it's funny because this is our 20th show.
Our 20th show, yeah.
And it took 20 shows to get him here.
Yep, just about.
I think it was the pizza that got him, too. Might I don't think it was us.
So what do you think of the pizza? You like the pizza?
Love the pizza and the wings. The wings are amazing also.
That's what they were saying. The wings are great. I haven't had the wings yet. I bet everything else.
I try to limit pepper pain.
So, Kali, hey, everyone's so excited that you're back with us. And are you the lone survivor from last year?
I think I'm the last one left.
Less than Mohegans, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But one of the things that we did when I was doing this, I wanted to make sure, and this is nothing against the guys here last year. I thought they were great, but it was a culture thing, and I think you match our culture, that what we were coming in, what we were trying to do. And when I first got here, the first guy that took out the dinner was this guy. We went for a barbecue. Remember that?
Yep.
And we went for a barbecue, and we sat down, and we talked, and we hit it off really well. And I said, nah, we got to have Kali with us, and we get him going and doing our thing. So my deal is that you've been here. You see the new place. You want to tell us your reaction to everything?
I mean, you go all the way back to the Rose Palace.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean,
day one with those guys in the Rose Palace to now. I'm still in shock. I'm still in awe of the place. Man.
How'd you feel when you first saw it after?
Wow, man. I had no reaction, intentional reaction, but I'm like, wow.
I just had to get Don really drunk and say yes. No.
Amazing. There's a weight room. You have your own pool table. You have meeting rooms. You have the old field in the back there. It's just amazing.
Don't forget the shower curtains.
Shower curtains are amazing. Yeah. Shower curtains. Yeah.
We have amazing shower curtains.
A1 shower curtains. And I love it all, man. From day one with the Gunslingers to now, it's been a complete turnaround. 360. So,
oh, we already have a comment for you, Kali, from Sergeant Fives. Number Fives, the reason why I fell in love with arena football, dude has that dog in him. The first game I ever saw was when you did the backflip. You stopped doing that one. That was the Lions game.
I got kind of old, so.
He got wise about when you expended your energy.
Right.
But yeah, we call him the human highlight reel, and in the IFL's rap video, they actually have a phrase that says human highlight reel. Right. I don't know if they got that from you or anything like that, because I said it a lot last year. Yeah. That's what they referred to.
I get asked all the time, because when we played you down here, and we knew how you could return a kickoff, and so. This is, oh my gosh, remember when everyone was freaking out we weren't going to have enough footballs for the year and you know all that? And then I went ahead and we're playing you, and I kicked every ball in the stands. And people, the fans, your fans loved it. They all went in that one section and they were getting balls and they thought it was great. And my owner's like, oh my God, he's going to, we went through, I think, 10 balls I kicked out. And then the kicker got frustrated.
He said,
and he kicked it and you returned it. And I went to him, I go, what did you do? And he goes, I thought I could make it. And I go, you're cut. It's just like Mark had gotten hurt and we had this sub kicker, And I thought, oh, my God, the one kick we gave, he run it back.
And in Albany, the same story. You could see his expression as he watched the ball go out of bounds.
Oh, yeah.
I'd see him come over the sideline. He just put his head down.
Hey,
like, damn.
Smart man.
I'm a smart coach. I am not kicking him the ball.
He let me down. Every time he kicked the ball out, I was let down.
And then I always go to him, I go, one of those.
Respect.
It's just nice to have, to have that speed, to have that attitude on the team. And so this is a new team for you. I mean, basically, right? You got the Sam Cashnovas, and I saw you make an unbelievable catch you saw on the video there.
Yeah.
But, new offensive line, new partners, DJ, Naquan, all those guys. Pretty special group.
Huh? Unbelievable team y'all put together, man. Yeah. Coach, now, let's start with the coaches first, man. That's a starting five by itself right there. You got Coach Manaz, the head man. You got Coach Fuller. You got Coach Lee Johnson.
Yeah.
Coach McKinney's.
Yeah.
Coach Jay Rich.
Yeah.
That's a starting five right there. That's an all-star coaching staff right there.
We're blessed to have those guys. Yeah, we really are. And they're all champions. They're all champions.
Yeah. Right.
That's the thing. Mm-hmm. Everyone has won rings and knows how to do it. So go ahead. I'll let you finish that. I'm sorry.
Just to have those guys leading us, guys like Sam Cashanova at quarterback, an MVP caliber quarterback, the MVP caliber quarterback. And you got Naquan Murray. You got DJ Myers on the offensive side.
Yeah.
And the Great Wall right there.
I know, right? That's your Christmas present right there.
And that means Sam has about a half second more for you to break or to see.
He doesn't know Sam yet, because here's what's going to happen. He gets a half second, Sam's taking off.
Right.
Sam wants to have 25 touchdowns this year.
Yeah,
that's
does.
Sam. Yeah, we got to keep Sam healthy and just let him pass the ball.
We have to. So, but on the defensive side also, man.
Look at
we
Zach.
Have,
come on,
Zach Brown.
Yeah.
Come on, man. That's I love to play with that guy, man.
Yeah.
So, the coaching staff did an amazing job putting this team together, and the organization, period, has done a top-notch job. And I can't be happy to be a Gunslinger right now. This is the only place I would.
And that's
be.
What this I want to hear. I want to hear that from a former Gunslinger and a current Gunslinger, that they're saying that, because that means we're going in the right trajectory, right?
For sure.
James Stubing, our president, he always says, our trajectory is going to be upward, right?
Right.
And everything we strive to do is just a little bit better, a little bit better, a little bit better. And if we keep doing what we're doing, I think we're going to have something here that'll be special for a long, long time.
We do have a comment from Texas Pete, one of our early season ticket subscribers,
asking if you'll sign my custom number 5 jersey at game 1. He Texas Pete comes out of Houston.
Yeah, he's going to drive in from Houston. Of course, yeah.
Of that's course, after the field. Of course, yeah. There'll be no problem for me.
So, you know what? Let's talk about that, because a lot of people who may not know this is after the games, the players are on the field, and we're going to – I think this year we're going to try to do it maybe a little different. Okay. Where
organize it a little
well,
better.
Well, we can go in, do our thing, change our shirts, and then come back out, nice. Maybe have some tables where the guys can be sitting and signing. And doing that kind of thing, which like would be great.
As opposed to the open season that it was last year where it's like you guys are out there and everyone's around there. And
well, I want them to
it's like you're hoping somebody save me.
Yeah, but
save me from the fans. Save me.
Well, no, I loved it. I actually like loved it, man. It was, that's the biggest part of the game for me.
Oh, you always had one of the biggest groups of people around you. You got to meet a lot of people.
Just the kids.
Yes. But there's a process. There's a process, right? And after a game, I need 10 minutes with them. I need 10 minutes. Good win, good, bad, ugly. We need 10 minutes to refocus. And I think that that will get us where we want to spend more time and, you know, do what we need to do with the fans, too. So, and I know we're going to have giveaway things to sign and, you know, pictures and programs and all that good stuff. So, yeah, that'll be good. Well, I mean, that's really what it's all about, though, is we wouldn't be here without the fans, so we want to give them as much love as we can, right? All the time.
And we got the best fans in America, so.
You should invite them out to practice, you know?
Yeah, well, they can come out.
Well, we had a bunch the first day, right? And then we had that little lightning scare about we ended up shortening practice, and everyone kind of looked at me like, you ain't afraid of getting wet. No, I'm afraid of getting zapped.
Right.
And having you guys laying all over the place, you know.
It would be a bad omen, a bad way to start.
Yeah, not a great way to start camp. Yeah.
My guys might get mad at me for this one, but maybe we should think about a Saturday practice where everybody's off of work. You know, invite all the fans out.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have practice.
But my guys might get a little mad at me for that one, but run those snakes.
Oh, yeah. The guys love the snakes. Yeah. How do you like those?
I think it's good. I think they're good.
They're hard, but they're not brutal.
Right.
But
right.
They get your cardio. What the snakes are, you go the fives. Every 5 yards, you snake through till you do the entire field. And then usually we do a couple of those and then some strides. And that's enough after a 2-hour practice.
Cut the corners, you go back. Start over. So.
Oh, yeah. That was yesterday. Uh-huh. They had started the snakes, and I'm watching the big guys. And they're in the back, right? And I'm watching them, and all of a sudden that cut corner got to be about a yard shy and then 2 yards shy, and I said and of course these fast guys had already three-quarter finished.
They're kind of upset.
Well, you know what, but here's the thing, just to tell you about team, not one Pete, no problem, we'll go back do it, and the only thing that was said is nobody cheated, do them all. And so nobody said, oh, you didn't do this or you didn't do that.
No fingers.
I've been on teams where that would have been a fight.
Yep.
And now this group is just like, yeah, we got to do them. We got to do them. And we do them right.
You knew you were going to run every day.
But it's not only that. It's the little things, right?
Yeah. Right.
Take care of the little things. Big things get solved. You know?
That shows you the adversity that any adversity that we face, we're going to be able to overcome. So I like the way this team is going and the chemistry-wise and everything. So. We're on the up and up.
Yeah, I think so. Well, hey, buddy. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you for having me.
I love that you're here, and we're going to see a lot more of you.
Yes, sir.
You know, we want to have you back, and especially once we get great clips of you during games. And your highlight reel, I'm sure, is going to be long and, you know, successful this year. So we'll just keep doing what we do. Right?
And they can't just double-team you this year.
Oh, no. Too many weapons. Too many weapons.
Who are you going to cover?
That's my line. I'm getting a shirt
Myers.
Made.
Yeah. Who are you going to cover?
Who are you going to cover?
Yeah.
And then put all their initials. You know, Ducali? Okay.
Like
what about
that.
DJ?
I like that one.
Right.
I like that one.
All right. Let's get out of here. We'll come back, right?
Yeah. Well, we do have some questions to answer, and we'll do that in our closing segment.
Okay.
But for now, that'll do it for overtime. We'll call this one a big win here from Matanga's Pizzeria live with Brandon. We'll be right back. Guns up.
How does a site work company with nearly 50 years of success maintain growth and integrity? It's simple. We employ strong leaders and ensure that each project is executed with teamwork and dedication.
At Chapman Brothers, we believe in fostering innovation while upholding our unwavering commitment to quality. Join us as a manager, estimator, or supervisor and become a driving force behind our legacy. Apply now to be part of a company that values both its history and the path ahead. Chapman Brothers, where growth and integrity meet excellence.
Don't get left in the dark again. John Wayne has a full warehouse of standby generators ready for immediate installation. We'll keep the lights on. We'll keep your appliances running, even if you lose power. Call or text John Wayne today and don't pay anything until December 2024.
Spreester, Jimenez, Caskey, Ramirez.
Cars ramming into DPS troopers.
I do the behind the kitchen door.
Hear about the video of your DWI arrest.
Expect more at 10.
Tonight on the Night Beat.
Night on the Night Beat.
The Night Beat. 2023 has been a landmark year for the Indoor Football League. Our 15th season saw tremendous growth, both on and off the field. Bold steps towards a bright future, cutting-edge fan engagement, and powerful new partnerships. And we're just getting started. There will be more in 2024. Calculated growth, strong franchises, and the best indoor football on the planet. The IFL.
All right, well, we're now in the meet and greet segment. I guess we've accumulated some questions as we went through. First one from Chris Vias, the hardcore Carolina Cobras fan.
Okay.
Wanted to ask, Coach, he'd love to hear what you think of the Massachusetts Pirate game. Did you have nightmares?
I don't understand the nightmares part. If you're saying, am I worried about Mass? Unequivocally, no, I'm not. Green Bay lost that game. Mass didn't win that game. Green Bay gave up 17 unanswered points, I think.
22 unanswered points.
22 unanswered. Okay.
Green Bay had an 18-point lead and could not put the game away, but
helpful answer
came
your
down.
Question. Go ahead.
Came down to the end.
Died. No, but you're right. That's what I was going to say anyway. It's you know, he doesn't throw that pick in the end zone. It's, you know, a whole other game, right? I mean, yeah. it's just a different
ending to the game, probably.
Well, they would have won.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Listen, Mass always has a good football team.
Yes.
I know that, you know, the owners there, they're great guys. They put together great football teams. I don't mean that in a sense that I don't think they're a good football team. I'm just not worried about them. I mean, it's, you know.
We'll play them when they play them, and they got to come here.
Yeah, but it's not even that. It's, you know, no, we go there. Because right after that, we go to NAS.
Mm-hmm.
Two away games in a row.
Ugh.
Yeah, right. Thank you for letting us play in the Eastern Conference.
Yes, yeah, mostly.
So many times.
And, oh, yeah, we're gonna play the projected top team in the Eastern Conference three times.
Well, we play Frisco three times.
Yep.
We play Mass once, which is a contender every year.
Yes.
And then don't we play Tulsa? No. I can't even remember.
I don't know.
No, it's Frisco. I'm thinking of Frisco three times. And then we got Frisco three times. And so, I mean, we have four. We have more than four, though, don't we? Eastern Conference games? I don't have
pretty
the schedule.
Sure.
I'm worried about San Diego right now. That's
one,
it.
So. One at a time. One at a time.
Yeah.
Take a number.
Yeah.
Take
right.
a number.
Right.
We'll get to you.
But, no, I don't think – listen, Mass will be a good football team this year. Nightmares, no. You know, no.
Next question.
Yeah.
XFL Mike G on AFN asks, when is the roster cut down day?
Every day is the cut down day. No, I mean, it's every day is an audition, right? I'm doing it a little differently this year. I'm going to do it all at once versus, bits and pieces, if you will. I want to give the guys an opportunity to make the team. Right now we have eight on the bubble. That we're looking at, evaluating. We had a controlled scrimmage today with officials. I've been breaking down that film quite a bit today, grading guys. Really, it was kind of like, you know, an audition tape, if you will, because we've had 4 days of practice, and today being the fifth day, you should know your assignments. You should know how to execute. Some guys did very well, and some guys didn't do very well.
And it's all based on facts, not feelings.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, everyone's got friends.
I like everybody. I mean, I like every guy that we brought in, but some guys aren't good enough to be here. And it's not because they're not good enough to be football players in this league. It's just that the guys that are ahead of them are better.
At this location, at this place and time, and you've also said several times that, okay, maybe not this roster this time at this moment. One, we want to stay in touch, and two, you'll help them find a place to land.
And I worked on that pretty heavy today for several guys that are going to be probably having to sit down with me in the next couple of days, and I think I got some nice opportunities for them. But again, one of the things, people don't understand this, and they think it's a selfish act, but one of the kindest things a coach can do is if you don't have plans to keep someone on the roster, is to release them as soon as possible.
Right.
Because then you give them the best opportunity to get picked up by somebody else. If you drag the process on, even if you don't think you're going to keep them, that's just kind of cruel at the end of the day, because now they don't get a chance to, you know, maybe get picked up or get another opportunity or just even go home. I mean, why be someplace if you're not going to, you know, be there?
I would think it would leave a bad taste in your mouth to feel like, well, when did they know and what was I here for?
I don't think they think in those terms, though. I don't think they think, you know, if they knew since Tuesday, why are they telling me on Friday? You know, I think they think on Tuesday they're going to make the team, right? And that's the attitude I want them to have. And I would prefer a player almost be shocked than someone who goes, oh, I knew you were going to cut me. You know, I mean, I know that sounds weird, but, you know, you want that confidence in the guys. You don't want to be a dream killer, you know what I
right.
mean? But in the same breath, unfortunately, this is not a participation league. This is professional football.
And it's a tight roster with only 25 active and 21 in uniform.
Well, yeah, it's not even 25 active. It's 21 active and 20 and four in practice squad, right? So it gets even tighter. And then you get the vet rule of only seven vets, and then, you know, you
and then you got to carry injured.
Well, they don't go against your roster, though.
Oh, okay.
But what I'm saying is that when you have them, you know, it's just tough. I mean, believe me, I wish we could have 40-man rosters and, you know, unlimited budgets and, you know, all that, but it's just not the way it works. It's just not the way it works.
We've actually picked up an additional question, and another question I'm not sure that you can answer. We're going to go out of order here from Texas Pete, the season ticket holder. Are there any standout players that were a complete surprise? Again, not sure we could answer in this show, or that'd be a question for the next show.
I'll say no. No, unequivocally, no.
Okay.
There are no standout players that
took
were
you
a surprise,
by surprise
because that's why I recruited them. I knew they were standout players. So if they were anything less than standout players, that would have been the surprise.
And that was the thing coming into camp is be, in my mind anyway, I wasn't telling anyone this, but be as advertised. Be what you said you were as far as character and be what your tape said you were and what the recommendation said you were on the field.
I mean, it's on our locker room wall. Be the best version of yourself every day, right? And the one thing some guys don't understand is every day is an audition, whether you're a veteran, a rookie, you know, just a couple-year guy in the business, a journeyman. Every day is an audition, and every day is an audition for the coach. For me, every day I'm auditioning to keep my job with Don Rackliff. You know, every day I have to give him his money's worth. I got to give him, you know, the best effort I can give. And if I don't, I should get fired, right? And then in the same breath, so should a player. If a player doesn't give you the best version of himself and you're doing all this for him and he's not giving you that, he should be cut. I mean, that's just the way it works.
Because there's another person that will.
Yeah, even if you're not adding a guy and you're just getting rid of somebody, it's really hard to get rid of valuable people. You'll find a spot for them somehow because they're so valuable, you know. We had an offensive lineman once, and this offensive lineman could snap the ball. He could be an offensive lineman. He could be a tight end. He could long snap. And I think the guy ended up having like an 18, 19-year career.
And because how do you cut him?
Well, when he got done playing, he became a long snapper. And I think he got, maybe it was longer than that, maybe like 20 years, 20 plus years that he played in the NFL because he could long snap. And that's, he was so valuable, you couldn't get rid of him. You know, so I think that's, you know, that's a testament to these high school coaches and college coaches that are teaching these kids how to do more and more and be more valuable too. So,
well, speaking of value, we have another question from Sergeant Fives that definitely hits in the value region. Will there be any upgrades to the playing surface at the Freeman this season, or will it be the same field for last year?
It won't be the same field. We put in dirt floors. Right. We hope you like them.
Yeah, from the rodeo.
No, you obviously haven't followed our show. We got a brand new field that's going down, and we're excited about that. We state-of-the-art field, new surface. Really happy about that. Excited to introduce it to the fans this year and the players, but it is the next generation type field system. It's the panel field system versus the rolling field system, where when you see these fields, sometimes they have the rolls because they've been rolled up for months
right.
and months and months. And these are panel systems that are really incredible, and the players have nothing but great things to say about them. And matter of fact, if you want to know what kind of field it is, the championship game is played on the same field that we're going to be doing.
Right, yeah. Right. That was installed at Las Vegas,
yeah.
And I think a similar was installed already
in Arizona.
In Arizona.
And there's a bunch of teams getting it now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're excited about it.
And if you want to know what happened to the old field, take a close look at all those camp videos that have been out. You'll notice something very suspiciously familiar.
Well, you heard the ref today, right? He said, this field's nicer than some of the fields that teams play on for their games.
And the reason for that is, okay, it's old, it's worn, but it is well taken care of.
Just like me.
Yeah.
Right.
Old, worn, beat up,
but
well taken care of.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
It makes sense.
Yeah,
makes sense.
No, that's the thing is that it's, you know, and of course, Don, you know, when he put it down, he made sure that it was crowned properly. We put French drains in. He had everything done so there's no water. And it was funny because once the field got down, I think within the next 2 days of rain.
Downpour, deluge.
And I'm like, I came out, I was out there at 6 a.m, I'm looking for water. And
there was no standing water.
Dry as a bone, nothing. And that thing is perfect. We love it. And the guys love it. Today was a great day. It was a dry day. And we really enjoyed being on it. And, it worked out very well for us. So.
Shoot, Coach, I think we need to put an end to this. We've reached almost the
100th
minute.
I've been up since 4:30 this morning. Yes.
100 minutes might be a little too long.
Well, we had all those guests. Next week we'll only have one guy, and he'll only be out for 5 minutes. No, I'm just kidding. We'll make sure we have it. So.
Well, Robert Seco sums it up by saying this was the best coach's so far. Great job. Thank you, Robert,
for his contribution. That's because we showed all his videos.
Showed all his videos, of course.
Robert,
of course.
You know I love you, okay? No, that's awesome. And Robert's the guy who puts all this beautiful content together that you see online and at our show now. And, he's just, I can't say enough about the guy. I mean, you talk about a consummate pro, you know. And doesn't he do, he does all Don's commercials too.
Yes.
Right, for John Wayne.
He's the videographer for all of those commercials.
Yeah.
And he's just out there and all the cool shots. He sees them, he gets them, he edits them, and he puts them out real quick.
And Robert is the guy who you think you hit it perfect, and they go, let's just do one more.
One more take.
One more. So I have him call me One Take Tommy because that's all I'll give him. Yeah, it's good.
And I guess that'll do it for our Camp Week 2 show. Make sure you've liked and described before you go. And now that special moment that we've all been waiting for.
I got to see. Okay. Susan, I love you and I miss you. Liliana, Mila, and Eli, I love you. Time to go to bed. Night.
This has been branded for March 20th, 2024. And as always, keep your guns up.
There you go.
Good night, everybody.